There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Good morning, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you, and I smile right now thinking of Greg and hoping he and his family are in the sunlight of Northern Virginia and that you're somewhere where it's bright and shiny as this day comes upon you. It's foggy here on the mountain this morning. It's not as beautiful as it seems usually. And of course, that's part of the point of it, how things appear to us. Today, as I reflect with you, the Advent Sunday we call Gaudete, rejoice, rejoice. And it arises both in Isaiah and today in St. Paul. And it wants to arise in our hearts. It's a beautiful movement, but it is a movement. It's not only a solitary or a still moment. It comes out of stillness. And so I welcome you to your own stillness now. Greg and I have been talking again about how it's such a privilege to share this time with you and others, to come upon a moment when we can open our hearts. Because deep within us, rejoicing wants to spring up. It just wants to come alive. St. Paul, as the usually exuberant guy that he was, and I'm sure he had dark times, days in prison, anguishing in faith, and we know he got angry and upset with people too. I find some comfort in his confusion and practice, but I find healing in his call over and over again to come to that new place, that eternal fresh place that's within us, and to rejoice. There's a movement that takes us from places of fog and cloud that I see today. It's a movement in our heart where we move from worry to wonder. We move from being sullen to being surprised by a brightness that comes to us. And so let me reflect on just three simple movements of praying always. Because we don't always begin in prayer. In fact, I often don't. I begin where the Psalms do. Lord, help me, crying out from a place of difficulty. And it's so important to me anyway that you and I not put that off. But we put our feet there, but gently there, because our feet want to move from this place of worry and darkness to a new place of light. St. Paul tells us, and in our tradition, we're promised this light, this flame of the Spirit, that wonder's nature is to become inflamed in our heart and move to gratitude. We move from worry to wonder if we sit a little bit and let our feet, hearts, selves move from that worry. There's a part of us that wants to claim it as our own and not be relieved of the worry. But the relief comes as we look up, even in the fog of a moment, the fog of this morning, and sense the God present to us. And gratitude comes. We begin to know that our life is more, and there is more in store. It isn't that we know what the more is. We believe in it because there's this promise of bounty. It's apparent in the first reading today, which is that beautiful one that you might remember. Rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul, for he clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Just before that, we heard that the Lord would be sending an anointed one to us. He sent this one, and this one speaks to us. He sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, and release the prisoners, and to announce a year of favor from the Lord, a day of vindication by our God. Many of us, for a lot of reasons, have stereotypes of the poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, people held back from entering into our communities, people who I wall out, don't receive. And even our stereotypes, unfortunately, they'll wall out the other. There's poverty in each of us. And maybe you've experienced or are now brokenheartedness. Maybe you feel enslaved and a captive to something. In the midst of this, God's vindication breaks forth. Our worry moves to wonder, and our wonder moves us to gratitude, for this anointed one has come among us, upon us, as my voice screeches, brings delight to us, lifts us up. And so this movement in gratitude and the recalling of God's movement in our life moves us a little bit more out of our darkness of place to the trust of the light that is here, the anointing that is ours. There is one who calls us to be faithful, and this one will accomplish this in us. You see, praying without ceasing, that Paul says today to us, seems impossible if without ceasing means sitting in one place, saying only one word, unless the word might be Lord, or Jesus, or light, or wonder, or gratitude, or trust, or might reach to the two great words, love, you. Three great words, I love you. God is always speaking these words in one word, Christ, the light. In our tradition, if we're Christian, in other traditions, that sense of the loving one, the compassionate one, comes upon us. Here we sit in an Advent season, but not to sit in stuff, not to sit unceasingly that way, but to pray without ceasing, to move from worry to wonder, wonder to gratitude, gratitude to trust in the God who will accomplish these things in us. Paul says that simply. The one who calls you is faithful, and this one will accomplish it. Well, it doesn't always feel that way, and that's why we pray unceasingly. We let this mobility, this modem, this movement of love and life and prayer stir in us this moment, and stir this moment into an opening through the clouds of this day, casting off the fog that I woke with here. I'm not sure if the sun that we speak of in nature will arise today and break through this, but I do believe right now with you, and that's why I'm sharing this moment with you, that the light of Christ, the Orient, the morning sun, the Son of God, is rising now. In our Christian faith, we enter Advent, not just waiting for the child Jesus, but we wait as people already resurrected in the resurrection of Jesus, waiting for the fullness and the finalness, the ultimate liveliness of the company the one we sit with now, unceasingly, in this prayer. So, my friends, as we move closer to Christmas, possibly, or some other moment in your life, I invite you to, in our praying unceasingly, to let the Spirit inflame us from worry to wonder. In our wonder, feel gratitude. And grateful for the one who's given us everything and will accomplish it again in us. To simply trust. Even when we know trust is not simple. And so we sit quietly, praying, be still, my heart, my worries, be still, and know that I am God. Be still as we hear God say to us, and know that I am Be still and know. Experience me here. Be still. Be. Blessings to you from Greg Lucamelli and I and the whole mountain community through this season and every seasons. Rejoice, for the Lord is near.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.